Welcome back, my... Chef Eric, every single time we've come out of break, I'm doing all the work.
Oh, really?
And you are doing all the eating.
Mm-hmm.
This is so wrong in so many different ways.
This is really good, though. So it's so right in so many ways.
And that is, what are you eating, by the way, just to refresh the audience that just came in?
The seaside gazpacho with, choose your own toppings. Which, in this particular case, we have some little crostini, nicely, finely diced, you know, and a little bit of peppers and a little bit of onion, and just mimicking, drizzled with a little bit of that great olive oil, which, by the way, it's real olive oil, not what 65% of the market is, which is not real olive oil. And some of that black pepper and a little bit of the finishing salt.
Now, guess who crushed the black pepper?
Me. You crushed
You've
the black pepper.
You've been working on that all day.
Yeah. And guess who chopped all your rough-cut veg?
That then went into a blender.
Me. Thank you. And you did a great job.
And then what do? You diss my bread.
I know, we didn't use the bread.
I went ahead.
It's optional.
I cut all around the little crusts.
I know.
I put my limbs and my digits at risk.
Anytime you got, you're on a knife, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. But even through all that, no, the seaside gazpacho is a great thing for the summer.
Absolutely. It's,
you know, I'm sure I'll try it.
I would love this with a little bit of a little wine.
Absolutely.
Outside.
Yeah, this is definitely something you want to enjoy outside. And again, you want it to be really cold. And to your point, it is actually really refreshing. And just hits the spot when it, on a really hot night, I think.
But
and
it also has a heartiness to it.
Mm-hmm. It does.
It's not thin. It's not...
It's that olive oil that gives it that mouthfeel that's just like really rich and velvety.
Now, how in the world... Okay, I get that you were raised out in San Francisco. Uh-huh. And I really feel sorry for you on that. But then you moved to the opposite coast.
Yeah.
How did you end up... I mean, Columbus, Ohio...
I know, it's a crazy story. So I was working out in New York in a totally different world. I was in the beauty and fashion industry.
Go figure.
And then I decided essentially to pursue, you know, becoming a professional chef and connect with my strong interest in the culinary arts and with vegetables and good food. I went to culinary school. Eventually, I decided to leave that job behind, like a crazy person, right, to pursue this life in food. And I went out to the Napa Valley to work on a farm and with some great chefs out there at a restaurant. And then, of course, I met my husband. And my husband lives in Columbus, Ohio. And he convinced me to, rather than set up shop in California to be closer to my family, to move to Columbus, Ohio.
What a salesman he must
be. I know, he did. He was like, he took me on the grand tour of Ohio to show it off. I know, he did a good job.
You know, I think a lot of things about Ohio, but a grand tour of Ohio to impress me to move there, I can't think of a single place.
No, Kevin.
Just what?
We need Ohio's votes.
Yes, we do. We absolutely do.
So we love Ohio.
Yes. Love you.
And
do I have to say I love John Kasich, too?
You can't lie, no.
But anyway, so you land in Ohio.
Yep.
What came first, the restaurant or the store?
Book. Well, so the restaurant came first, and it was interesting because I got the book deal at about the same time that I started working on the restaurant concept. So they really grew up together, and they fed the recipe development that I did for the book, really fed the restaurant, and the restaurant fed the book. And then about 6 months after the restaurant opened is when the farm stand and artisan foods, foods boutique opened. So
did you bring in like local growers?
Yeah, so we sellers? Work with about the grocery and at the restaurant we work with 10 main farmers and then up to about 20 different farmers from around central Ohio. We store hundreds of pounds of winter roots in the winter months to stay local throughout the year. And then, of course, our artisan products, we really like to show off products not only made in Ohio but around the country. People who are really dedicated to perfecting that one recipe, whether it be chocolate or a potato chip or a jam. And we have created a place for them to show off that great product that they've
created.
Does
it have to all be organic to be in your store?
It doesn't, but we do focus on organic.
Because
so.
Vidalia, it's hard to get, but yep. I got a hookup for you on Vidalia onions, the sweetest Vidalia onions on earth. I need
awesome.
To put you in touch with our people because they truly have the sweetest Vidalia onions on earth.
Please let me know. I would love that.
They also replicated it in Peru for the fall season. So they actually have sweet onions.
Year round.
The sweetest onions. They are incredible.
Awesome.
And so I will. Listen.
Please do. I know. We're friends. We're buddies now.
Yeah. We're buddies. Not that you'll see me drop into your restaurant anytime soon.
No, I'm going to get you there. No. That's my new mission.
You may actually see me there, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
I love it.
I do go to Ohio.
Cool. Okay. Well, I hope you do. I want to feed you.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'll make you this offer because I'm a very kind and considerate man, and I believe that reciprocity is the key to negotiation.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to suggest this, Carol. I will come and eat whatever you put in front of me if you come to Panama City Beach and go to Whataburger with me and you eat everything I put in front of you.
You have a point. I see what you're saying now. Okay, I see. Okay.
I mean, I might come and visit.
We'll see.
No.
Okay, so we'll agree to disagree, maybe.
I mean, like, what?
I'll
really,
be there.
You know, inside, that little voice inside going, do you think I would go anywhere and be seen in public with that guy? That's what she's thinking. But in the other hand, she's going, well, I could, no. Just no.
No.
But anyway, I mean, this book obviously is a labor of love. Now,
it was.
Aren't they amazing?
They are amazing. They are. They're a big family, and I adore every one of them.
Rebecca rocks.
She is amazing.
She and I have worked with Raghavan Iyer, working with you. She's got other chefs that have come into town. They have just been so incredible to work with. Rebecca just rocks the world when it comes to. Sometimes we work with so many TV people and publishing people and yada, yada, yada. The arrogance is extraordinary. And yet Workman has the finest cookbooks.
I love that you noticed that because there's something very special about them as a publishing house because
so
they
hit the
really,
big time.
They're just good people and they create, they're very supportive of their authors and they put out just really great books.
I feel lucky to work with them. Come out with is just really high quality.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Well, I just want to let you know that there is a kindness in my heart. It's cold and small and rock hard, but it still exists. It still barely beats. But this is, now, the cookbook is purchased everywhere and anywhere. It's very, very easy to get.
Yes, absolutely. And it's everywhere.
Now, for your restaurant, what are your hours of operation? If people come to Columbus and they're just dying to eat veggie.
Okay, they're dying. So what I would say is they're dying to eat really good food. Inspired by the seasons. What I like to call it is produce inspired. So if they want that food and they're in Ohio, we are open from Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 7, and then on Sunday and Monday from 10 to 5. And we're going to be opening a freestanding, a larger restaurant in the new year. So you look for more expanded hours in the new year.
Well, I got to tell you, we have enjoyed you so much today on the show.
Thank you for having me.
This has been a delight. Now, tonight you're going to be going over to the Cook's Warehouse in Midtown. These places rock. And I'd like to thank Wendy, Allen, Rebecca from Workman. I mean, so many people that made it possible for you to be here. You took time out of your day, time out of your life to share your veggie story. We have learned so much about you. And I think to really understand the culinary, you need to understand the chef. And I think this will be a tremendous success for you. And I would recommend all my carnivorous friends out there, keep it in the closet. Hide it, but get it. Because at the end of the day, you'll learn something. And that's the beauty about your book. It's not only got great recipes. It's 150 recipes. I mean, not only great recipes, but you give great instruction like no one else does. It's kind of like the Stephen Reichlin of barbecue. You are to the vegetable.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate that compliment. Yeah.
Well, it's quite a compliment.
Thank you. I know.
And,
thank you.
It's been a great time. So any parting words you would like to share?
Well, I just want to say that I think that, you know, I probably made my point, but, you know, I think that these ingredients are a reason to celebrate. And I think we can get excited when vegetables are cut in the right way, when they're prepared in the right way, when you select them when they're in their prime, you know that ultimately we can get just really delicious food from these ingredients. And, you know, I don't think they have to be cast off as a side dish. I think they can certainly be the star.
Let's not get carried away. But let's not get carried away. But you're true. It's true.
But yeah, and you know, and I think that there's something in this book for everyone. So whether you are a carnivore, whether you are a new cook or a well-seasoned cook, you know, you're going to take away not only some great lessons when it comes to vegetables, but you're going to get all my tips and tricks and techniques that I've gathered along the way in my work with vegetables, and hopefully some really inspiring recipes that get you excited to get into the kitchen and cook with vegetables.
Well, thank you so very much for your time, for your book. The very best. God bless your family and your safe trip home. And I know you'll have a wonderful time. Hotlanta gives you great Southern hospitality. It was a privilege to have you on the show. Kara, she is the vegetable butcher. Kara Mangini, find her book anywhere. When we come back, we are bringing the dynamo of delicious to redneck cuisine. And we're bringing the lady who made cruising an art form. And the art form is the canvas of Royal Caribbean. All three are going to be on our show next. Right here on Chef and a Fat Man, live from Cook's Warehouse, baby.